Well, good afternoon, everyone. Deacon Greg, I'm so glad that I ordained him as a deacon. He's a good man. And I also want to thank all of you for your wonderful presence here. It's necessary. It's absolutely necessary that we be public. The Knights of Columbus have been heroic, and I thank them so much for that. The St. Louis Bertrand Truth Campaign has been instrumental and heroic in their work. And I know, as speakers before me, I was here in time to hear the beautiful and strong words of Ann and also of our own Father Jeff Schooner. I have to say that my job is easy. All the important things have been said. But I do want to say a few things that I think are important. One is, let's go back to why we're here. It's a cherished gift. Religious freedom is a cherished gift, and like any gift, it can be lost if we're not vigilant. Anne said so beautifully that religious practice, and I associate, do you all know I'm Catholic? All right. Well, I associate myself today with people of faith, of all aspects of faith that have made our nation great, of people of goodwill who know that the moral fiber of our nation depends on strong, strong moral values. And listen, our faith leads us to be committed to strong values. I speak in favor of a robust freedom of religion, not a narrow freedom of worship. I'm for freedom of worship, but I just can't let my religious convictions stay at the door of my church. And I don't want people to let their religious convictions stay at the door of their church or synagogue or mosque or place of worship. We need values on which our nation has been great. Now, I'm here to tell you that you and I are called to be good citizens and good neighbors, but always in a way that's consistent with our faith values. Do you agree with me? Some of you have heard me speak before, and you know that I always tell myself in prayer, remember the three C's. Don't ever forget the three C's. And you know what they are. The first is courage. We need to be women and men who stand up in courage publicly for our faith. The second is compassion. We can't be told by others, well, somehow, because you're courageous, that you don't care about people. We deeply care about the truth of our own lives and the truth of the lives of others. And we are called to be civil. For me, the Lord Jesus, when he himself was attacked, is my model. He's my power. And so you and I, no matter what happens to us, we will be civil as we are courageous and compassionate. Now, you heard it said what brings us here. There is a requirement of the Health and Human Services mandate that would require Catholic institutions and people of deep faith to have to pay for procedures that are objectionable. They're morally objectionable. And some would say, well, there was an accommodation. Well, that accommodation is grossly inadequate. And let me tell you why it is. For 25 years before I came as bishop, first to East Tennessee and now to beloved Louisville, I served for about a quarter of a century as the director of Catholic Charities. And as a director of Catholic Charities, I brought and I encouraged others with whom I worked to bring a twin priority. The first priority is we will serve people in need, not because they have a baptismal certificate. We serve them because that person is a child of God, and that person deserves to be served. We serve them not because they're Catholic, but because we're Catholic. Now, I have to say, in Catholic Charities, although we served people of all backgrounds, the one thing I can say with the bottom of my heart is in doing so, we were always consistent with our values. We were never serving people at the expense of our beliefs. Now we're in danger. And the danger is that you and I will be forced to make a choice if we don't make a change. The choice is simply this. We'll either be forced to serve only people who virtually share our faith and so deny the mandate of Christ to serve all in His name, or we will be choice to violate our conscience. That's an unacceptable choice. And so you and I are gathered in Raleigh. You know, I hope you all know by now that we have from June 21st to the 4th of July what's called a Fortnight of Freedom. That's an occasion where I ask you to join me because I'm going to increase my education. Do I know enough about what's happening? Do I know enough about our beliefs? You better believe I don't. I got to keep learning. And I would recommend that you join me in that, that we continue to be well-founded. For those of you who are members of Catholic parishes, you know that we have the record that is a great source of information. In many cases, your parish will have inserts to the bulletin. Please don't use them to wrap your fish bones. Read these inserts because they give us a knowledge of the faith. Secondly, you and I are called to pray. Once we think that all depends on us, we're in for failure. For we depend on God. And it is in prayer that all effective witness and all effective action will happen. Now, there are many opportunities for change that will occur. And I know that you and I are committed to speaking to everyone who speaks in good faith. We'll speak to those who look for executive solutions, those who look for legislative solutions, and many of you are quite aware of the opportunities that we will have in the judicial area for court solutions. We'll talk to anyone of good faith who's willing to help us with a solution. But the thing we won't do, we will not compromise the call that we have to serve everyone in a manner that is consistent with our faith. And right now, the mandate makes us in danger of not doing that. You and I want to be good neighbors, we want to be good citizens, and we want to live our religious convictions. All those three things go together. Thank you for being women and men of courage, of compassion, and of deep civility. And let us have a change in the law that will hurt us and will hurt religious freedom. May we speak for a robust and a long-standing religious freedom. God bless you. I was asked to do a prayer. What would you think of that? I said to Vince when he asked me about it, I said, well, you hit the right guy. I like to pray. Let's ask our Lord's blessings. You know, this is the end of a rally, and a rally is a public statement. It's a public witness. There's no question about that. But if we don't take in our hearts a desire for conversion in our own hearts and in our world, then the rally's not going to be successful. So let's pray for those intentions. Please bow your heads. Good and gracious Father, you give us the gift, the precious gift of freedom. You give us the gift of our faith. You give us the very gift of life itself that we might live here on earth and enjoy a destiny which through your mercy we will enjoy in heaven. Gather our sentiments, for we have gathered humbly but boldly in witness to religious freedom. Give us the stamina to speak words of kindness but strength. Give us the gift, as your Son Jesus Christ gave the first apostles, to be true ambassadors of the good news of our faith. And as we proclaim with our words, but more with our lives, the gift of faith, please move the hearts of all, especially those who have the power to change, that they might change this mandate that we gather to oppose, and they might renew that gift of religious freedom upon which each of us depends. And we make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.